You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I really thank you all for your emails and notes about my the death of our family member, my cousin, a 45-year-old cousin, Tammy, a beautiful woman, had, from what we understand, died in her sleep a few nights ago of a heart attack. Her family wishes to not do an autopsy, so we won't know exactly what happened, but she does come from a family that has a pretty extensive history of heart problems, and unfortunately, she's now up in heaven with her mom and her dad. Thank you guys, though, so much. Very, very sweet of you. It's been kind of hard because, I, you know, she was my buddy. She was my buddy. She didn't live here. She lived in Israel, and so it's extremely, extremely unfortunate. But again, another reminder in American Heart Month that you could be at any age and have a heart attack. Any age. You know, my medical student, when he had heard, he said, well, it couldn't be heart attack. It would have had to be arrhythmia because she was too young. No, 45 is not too young for a heart attack. 25 is not even too young for a heart attack. You could have arteriosclerotic disease. You could have clogged arteries, no matter what age. You know, when I was in medical school, we learned of this study, which again has been reproduced very recently, where when they looked at 18-year-olds who had died in Vietnam and had looked at their coronary arteries, they found, you know, clogging and already plaques. So we start to clog our arteries and plaque our arteries as young as children. And don't ever underestimate, just because you're of a certain age or a family member's of a certain age, that they're too young to have a heart attack. You know, the other day I had had some Diet Orange Crush, and that's, I, you know, for a diet drink, that tastes pretty darn good. And it was on sale, so I had some Diet Orange Crush. Later that night, started to feel a little pressure in the chest. And what do I say to myself? Well, I'm 41, so it can't be a heart attack. No. Now, luckily, I burped, and everything went away, so it must have been the gas from the drink. But still, don't think just because you're of a certain age, you're not going to be inclined to have heart disease. So please, please don't underestimate that. You know, when we were talking about gas yesterday and different things that could give you gas, we were reading, which is kind of news to me, that if you drink soda, if you pull soda out of the fridge and then you drink it, you most noticeably burp right away. And the reason why is the cold carbon dioxide will expand as soon as it hits your warm 98.5, 98.6 degree body. And then boom. So you burp. So I'm not saying to try that, but it was so funny because my husband took some soda, grabbed the drink, and then belched like crazy. And I'm like, dude, you got to let it kind of warm up a little bit, because cold soda will do that right from the fridge. Right from the fridge. It's kind of interesting. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Sometimes I wonder how I transition from things. We talk about my cousin's dying of heart disease to burping with soda. I don't know, but I'm sure if I listened to the playback, there was some transition and I made it smooth. Now, this is very interesting. An Ohio woman has claimed that she was fired for voting for Obama. Now, we've been talking about a lot of lawsuits so far today. We've been talking about the hospital that is being sued because a patient with a swastika had demanded that a black nurse does not take care of his newborn in, I believe, the NICU. And so the hospital avoided any racial tension or racial aggression by putting a non-black nurse on the case, and the hospital is getting sued for it. And then there's the case where these recalled birth control pills from about a year and a half ago that are possibly resulting in pregnancies. We have a pretty well-publicized case of a woman suing the pharmaceutical company for getting pregnant. She wants money to support the baby. She has a one-year-old daughter. She wants money to support the baby. She wants money for the emotional anguish, etc. So, I mean, gosh, there's been lots of lawsuits. Well, here's another one where a Southwest Ohio woman says she was fired because she voted for President Barack Obama. And she is suing her former employer. Patricia Kunkel's lawsuit accuses Dayton-based defense contractor Q-Mark, Inc., and its president of telling employees that if Obama was reelected, then his supporters would be the first to be fired. Now, Brian Wildermuth, an attorney for the company president, said in a statement that Kunkel was laid off for economic reasons, nothing more. He said, "I'm sure you and your readers are familiar with the ongoing uncertainties regarding defense spending and thus the economic environment confronting defense contractors." Now, apparently, the lawsuit asked for a minimum of $25,000. Apparently, how did people know who she voted for? It says that the vote came up in a conversation on November 7th, the day after the election, and that she was fired November 9th. The suit claims the company's president and owner, Roberta Gentile, said the firing was in the best interest of the company. Now, okay, this is an interesting topic. Okay, if they have proof that a supervisor in front of a whole bunch of people, there's tons of witnesses, okay, says, "I'm going to sue you." And of course, there has to be a lot of stories verifying this. You guys are going to be fired. All right. If Obama wins, whoever is for Obama, if he wins, sorry, you're going to be out of a job. Okay. She's got a case, hands down. But if she doesn't have proof for this, it's going to be all up to how good her attorney is. And if that's the case, many of us employers could be in a lot of trouble. A lot of trouble. Now, I know that many of you, when Obama was winning, I saw on your Facebook posts, I saw on your tweets, you guys were mad. You were furious. And some of you even alluded to the fact that why should you pay the salary of anybody who supported this person? Okay, and I'm sure many employers out there did have the thought, "Why? I'm not going to provide Obama supporters jobs." Okay, if Obama wins, we're cutting back, and the first people to go. I know people thought about that because you heard people talking about that. Okay, and remember, I mean, you know, that's, you could get sued if you're not at a no-fault state type of thing. But what if somebody sees this, was fired, because Obama's election will cause changes, especially in healthcare? Can you be liable without you ever firing her for that particular reason? Don't go away. 1-877-DOCDELLY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Is there a less expensive way to detoxify your body?
Yes, microplant powder from hempusa.org frees your body of toxins from vaccinations, pharmaceutical residues, heavy metals, parasites, and toxic chemicals in your food and water for around $10 a month. Microplant powder removes virus, fungus, and bacteria while cleaning and purifying the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. It unclogs arteries and softens heart valves. Plus, microplant powder can be taken with any liquid, any pharmaceutical, at any time. It's truly the easiest and most cost-effective way to clean and detoxify your body for around $10 a month. Microplant powder from hempusa.org. It really works. And for persistent health issues, try our Matrix Bio Powder together with microplant powder for a deeper cellular cleaning. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and a big thanks to Don, who is working the dials. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook. So, a bunch of different lawsuits we've been talking about today on the show. The most recent one is an Ohio woman claiming she was fired for voting for Obama. And she had been fired a couple days after the election. Now, one of the purposes of my show is to answer your medical questions, which we have. We had some great questions in the first hour. Many of you email questions, et cetera, and keep them coming. I love it. All right. The other is to kind of give you the latest medical news. But then third, we like to cover anything that is going on in the news that's newsworthy. Okay. Before, I love to talk about things economy-wise, politics-wise, education-wise, that will protect you, okay? And when you see these lawsuits, you kind of stop and you always go, okay, well, how could this have been prevented, all right? Because for those of you who are managers or employers or own a company. All right? I don't want you getting sued for the same thing if let's say you didn't do something wrong. I mean, I believe you should be sued if you did something wrong. For example, if this woman claims that the employer was very open about anybody who votes for Obama gets fired, okay, she's got a case. But what I don't want happening is many of us who had to do layoffs and we were waiting to see what was going to happen with the election. Now, in my, I should probably finish my thought but before I move on. But for those of us that waited to see what was going to happen with the election, once we found out the election results, we started to trim our bottom line accordingly. Are we all going to be at risk for a lawsuit because somebody could claim they were an Obama supporter and we fired them for that? Now, in my particular practice, luckily, and I didn't think ahead with this because, again, I wouldn't hire, you know, or fire somebody for their vote. I really assume most people, because, again, I lived in Nevada, many people liked Obama. So I assume most people I was working around was going to vote for Obama anyway. And I don't get into politics with my staff. But for us, we were going to contemplate stopping our hiring freeze. If Mitt Romney was to make it, then we were going to strongly consider taking that financial step and hiring a couple extra staff and expanding our office hours to maybe include nights and Sundays. So that's what we were thinking of doing. When Obama won, we decided, you know what, let's hold off on the 7 day a week night thing. So we didn't hire additional staff. We still hired an extra nurse for what we needed for our current business, but we didn't go and hire additional staff because we don't know if the economy would improve under the next Obama administration. And then why start having Sunday hours or night hours unless we think the economy is going to change. But if Romney was going to win, that might have been a little gamble we might have taken. Okay, so luckily with that, you can't get sued. But I know a lot of you had staff that you were building up for the winter season and were probably going to use this election as a tiebreaker on whether you keep the extra seasonal staff or you don't. I know, because you guys were talking about it. The only thing is what if you could get sued? With this case being so public, can anybody who was fired in the post-election time successfully sue you for firing them because they voted for Obama? And if that's the case, how do you defend yourself? Remember, in our court system, you're supposed to be innocent until proven guilty. You all know it doesn't work that way. You have to pretty much prove your innocence. You have to prove your innocence these days. Maybe it's not directly written or stated that way, but this employer right now has to defend himself, prove that he never told people that they were going to get fired if Obama wins and they supported him. And he now, the burden of proof rests now on the defense, even though you would think it should rest on the prosecution. But the prosecution could say, look, my friend over here and this person in this cubby and this person over here across from my desk, they all say that's the truth. Now you've got four witnesses to them not having a witness. This case can easily win, like I said, unless they actually were, vagrant about it and very flagrant about it and very open about it, and everybody heard and, you know, fine, they're dead in the water then in that particular case, all right? But, what do you do to protect yourself, okay? I mean, how do you protect yourself from these lawsuits? Now, you shouldn't be living in fear by these lawsuits by any means. But I get so gosh darn mad when you see these cases where you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. If this is a case such that all they did was start trimming down because Obama won, and they get sued because a person could claim it's because they were, you know, pro-Obama and they had an Obama sticker on their desk, what's going to happen to so many other employers or managers out there? Now, the other lawsuit we were talking about today was the lawsuit with the hospital. Many of you guys have heard about this one, where apparently there was a patient with a swastika tattooed, and he had told the supervisor that he does not want a black nurse taking care of his baby. Now, the hospital apparently didn't stand up to him, put away a non-black nurse in charge of the baby, and now is getting sued. This is a Michigan hospital. 49-year-old Tanya Battle tells the Detroit Free Press that she did not know how to react when she learned about the request in October at Hurley Medical Center in Flint, Michigan. Battle sued last month in a Geneva Circuit Court seeking punitive damages. The lawsuit claims a note was posted on an assignment clipboard reading no African-American nurse to take care of baby. She says it was later removed, but claims black nurses were not assigned to the baby's care for about a month. So at the outset, you look at this and you go, okay, well, you know, that's you know, the hospital's, you know, wrong. All right, okay, you don't prevent a black nurse from doing her job. That's what she's trained for. But then when you look at what happened, well, what could they have done differently? If you have a patient that's a racist, or you have a patient that demonstrates any sort of racial aggression and demands that a black nurse not be near his family, is it your job as a hospital to protect the staff person? So if the hospital is getting sued for shuffling around the staff and putting a non-black nurse in charge of the case, were they have supposed to, should they have stood up to him and said, oh, hell no, you're going to get this, you're going to get a black nurse. Here she is. And you like it or you lump it. Tough. Well, then I look at the hospital's going to be liable that way, because they were made very well aware that you had a patient who was very racially aggressive, and the hospital forced one of their staff people to be in their vicinity and take care of the patient. So I guess if the hospital is getting sued for keeping black staff away as a protection for the staff, and they would get sued if they forced a black nurse to take care of that patient, then what the hell is the hospital supposed to do? You know, and this just doesn't affect hospitals. This is what we were talking about in the previous hour. This affects any of us as employers. I mean, if I have a patient who says, no, I want a nurse I can understand. I do not want the Latina nurse. I need a nurse that I can understand. Please get that nurse in the room. Why would I put my Latina nurse and subject her to any sort of verbal assault or insults? Why would I do that? I'm going to protect her. Because if I don't, then I'm liable. Now, I can't kick that patient out because of abandonment issues. We're not allowed to kick a racist patient out. I've discussed this. I've had patients who would hit on my staff, etc. I've asked the board, how do I protect my staff? All right? If when you do discharge a patient, you still have to take care of them for 20, 30 days as an emergency. What do I do to protect my staff? And the board couldn't give me a clear-cut answer because it's abandonment issues if you just not see that patient. So you have to still take care of the patient. So then it's your job as an employer, whether you work in an insurance company, whether you work in a hospital, etc., to protect your staff. And if you think there's going to be a racially aggressive client, you should not subject your staff to that sort of abuse. But apparently, because the hospital did just that, they're still getting sued. So my question out there is then, what do you do as an employer? Do you notify the staff and have them all put in writing, I understand the situation and I promise I'm not going to sue if I don't take care of the patient, or I promise I'm not going to sue if I choose to still take care of the patient? What do you do? Because if you're damned if you do, damned if you don't, that doesn't rest easy with any employer or staff. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food.
Now the Freeze-Dry Guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House Survival Buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House Survival Buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Is your immune system under siege? Allergies and crippling immune diseases are on the rise. Vaccines, radiation, and GMOs lead the charge against your health. Fortunately, health-conscious consumers are enlisting the help of RNA drops. RNA drops turn on the signals and switches in virtually every cell of your body to activate what science calls your junk DNA. RNA drops provide you with the ammunition you need to win the war on disease, pain, depression, and decline. Hear hours of testimonials from people just like you at RNAfreesample.com. That's RNAfreesample.com. And order a free 1-month supply of RNA drops. Pay only shipping and handling at RNAfreesample.com or call toll free 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703 or visit RNAfreesample.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We're talking about this one case where the hospital is being sued because a patient who had a swastika tattooed on him had demanded to the supervisor that an African-American nurse not take care of his baby while the baby was in the NICU or nursery for about a month. And the nurse is now suing because there was a post-it on the chart saying, no African-American nurse to take care of this baby. Maria writes, I'm a retired RN, and we as nurses should have a right to refuse a patient who has the potential to be abusive. I wish more hospitals wouldn't force us staff to work with people who are hostile. Yeah, so, I mean, that, and again, if I'm looking at this wrong, please tell me. But I'm under the impression that the hospital has a duty to protect the staff. And if a patient is going to be hostile towards a certain race of the staff, then the hospital should not force the issue and force the patient and the nurse to work with each other. Right? They should get now where one of you had suggested is maybe the hospital should have given the staff the option. The reason why I guess the hospital is getting sued is because it appears they didn't stand up to the patient. And they said, fine, you don't want a black nurse, you don't have to have a black nurse, no black nurse. And I guess there should have been more of a fight. And the hospital, but I'm not really sure what a hospital administrator would do. Like I said, does a hospital administrator say, sorry, you're going to get the black nurse and tough if you don't like it? And then which nurse does the hospital turn to and choose? I mean, this is something that you would be shocked would still occur in the year 2013, but it does. And it occurs a lot. It just, you rarely see this go to the courts. You know, when I was a student, I was explaining this in the previous hour. I can't tell you how many times patients would kick me out of the room because I was a woman. They said, no, I don't want a woman doctor. I only want a man. Well, then fine. My superior said, good, get out of the room. Okay, no need for you to, you know, put up with that insult. Go. We'll get a male doctor and then we'll assign you to another patient. I never thought I could sue. I was glad to not have to take care of a patient that was hostile towards me. I had patients kick me out of the room because they only wanted Spanish speaking. And then I had to prove, but I did speak Spanish. I'm like, oh, okay, well now you could take care of me. So if the hospital would have kicked me out because I didn't speak Spanish, all right, and not have me take care of that patient, but bring somebody else in who did speak Spanish, would that be grounds for a lawsuit? Again, when I was in training, it just didn't dawn on me that that was something that would be against my rights or whatever. If there's a patient that doesn't want me in the room, I will gladly leave. Okay, the last thing I want is to start dealing with hostility. Now, yes, I've taken care of people with swastikas. I've taken care of people that didn't like women. But if you have a patient order you out of the room, and order that a specific person does not take care of them, then you give them the option, from what I thought and from what I saw, is they gave them the option of another nurse or doctor, or you offer transfer to another facility. I just never thought of being able to sue the hospital because they didn't stand up and force the man to have a non-Latina work. You know what I mean? I don't get it. But like I said, luckily I spoke Spanish, so the patient took me back. So I'm unsure. And the reason why this is an issue to me is because as an employer, like I said, whether you own a car rental place or a flower shop or et cetera, you know, what do you do? What are you supposed to do such that you don't put your staff at risk, but then you don't get sued if you protect them? I don't get it. I'm shocked. I somebody's got to tell us what to do. Because my guess is if the hospital forced the black nurse, a black nurse, to take care of the patient, and that black nurse was subjected to any sort of ridicule or racial slurs or any sort of aggression, that hospital's liable. So for the hospital not putting a black nurse into that situation, they're sued as well. I don't get it. What are you supposed to do? Okay, I got staff. I want to protect my staff, and I want to do the right thing. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, this is also interesting. Colorado College has sparked controversy after advising women on how to protect themselves during a rape or during an attack. And they had suggested to vomit or urinate. And I don't know about you guys, but that's what I learned 30 years ago in school. They told us exactly that, to try to vomit or try to urinate, to make the situation so foul that hopefully the rapist would leave. But apparently you can't even suggest that. You can't even suggest that anymore. University of Colorado at Colorado Springs came out with a series of suggestions on how women could thwart a sexual attack. But this was hours after the state legislature passed a bill banning guns on college campuses. Now, I guess these 10 points that they had offered if you were attacked is, they said, be realistic about your ability to protect yourself. Your instinct may be to scream, so go ahead. It may startle your attacker and give you an opportunity to run away. They also suggest that kick off your shoes if you have time and can't run in them. Don't take time to look back, just get away. If your life is in danger, passive resistance may be your best defense. Tell your attacker you have a disease or are menstruating. Vomiting or urinating may also convince the attacker to leave you alone. Yelling, hitting, and biting may give you a chance to escape. Do it. Understand that some actions on your part may lead to more harm. Remember, every emergency situation is different. Only you can decide which action is most appropriate. Well, I guess the reason why they're under fire for these suggestions is because they passed a ban on guns on campus. I just want to say, even though I think the way they worded some of these tips have a lot to be desired, I don't want people getting the wrong idea and thinking that these are very, what's the word for it, archaic or obsolete or expired type of ideas to fight a rape. I think vomiting, urinating, being defecating, whatever you have to do to get out of that rape is totally fine and relevant in this day and age. So you do what you got to do, especially if you're going to be in a gun-free zone. All right. Are you allowed even in a gun-free zone to at least have a taser, at least have the gas spray? Why can't I think of tear gas? Are you still allowed to have that even in a gun-free zone? That I got to look up. But they're giving the college campus crap for that. I understand. I don't like the idea of anybody banning us from using our guns. But once we've passed our background checks and we've had our CCW training, absolutely. But don't give them too much crap about the whole vomiting and urinating while you're in the middle of an attack, because I think that is effective, and I think it is something that women should be trained to think of doing. Okay? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Many people have asked, how much coffee are you allowed to drink when you're pregnant? And I was taught when I was delivering babies to, train moms, no more than two. Well, now they're suggesting that the coffee could actually cause small babies and underweight babies. And it could also make your pregnancy last longer. Researchers look at records of almost 60,000 pregnancies from a 10-year period in Norway. The records included information about how often women had food or drink containing caffeine, from tea to coffee to chocolate, etc. And they found that people who drank 200 to 300 milligrams a day of caffeine raised the odds of having a smaller child at birth. Now, I know some of you are thinking, well, don't we have a obesity problem with kids? I think we're talking underweight. We don't want our babies underweight. True. We don't want to be giving birth to 15-pound babies if we don't have to. But they're talking about how the caffeine could cause small babies. So something to think about. All right, guys, don't go away. Got a lot more to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord,
Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Fall in love with food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Going on now, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of six or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pail combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends February 28th at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
All right, right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook. Well, I've told you guys I'm a huge fan of acupuncture. I think acupuncture rocks. And I study medical history, so anything that perpetuates successful medical treatments, even in this day and age, I'm a huge fan of. And I guess some recent literature has found that acupuncture may actually help allergies. And it makes sense to me. So in addition to things like pain and migraines and neck pain and back pain, and we've even known acupuncture to treat a variety of ailments, the latest study, and I'm so glad they're finally studying alternative medicine, the latest study published in the journals of Annals of Internal Medicine looked at 422 people who tested positive for pollen allergies and had allergic nasal symptoms like a runny nose. The participants reported their symptoms as well as what medications and doses, etc. Then they took these people and put them into three groups. One got 12 acupuncture treatments and the antihistamines. One got dummy treatments, okay? Needles placed at random that weren't at the specific meaningful acupuncture points. And then those that took antihistamines as needed. For 2 months, they asked the patients about their symptoms and how well they did. And again, the patients didn't know what, you know, what they got or et cetera. The ones that got the dummy acupuncture versus not. And I guess they said here, okay, the participants who received the real acupuncture treatments with their antihistamine showed a greater improvement in their allergy symptoms and less use of their medication compared to the other groups. Now, the people who received the fake acupuncture treatment reported some relief of their symptoms as well. Then, this was supported 4 months later. And, you know, I want to stop here for a second. Okay, this is one of the studies I like. I read to you a lot of studies that I don't like. I think some of them aren't, to me, a good enough study. I really don't like the ones where they survey people and ask people questions. You know, yeah, it is scientific and it helps, but I really like, you know, when people are tested and if it's a blind study or a double blind study. Blind study is when the subject doesn't know what they're getting. Double blind is where even the tester doesn't know what they're giving you. So there could be no bias. So even though there still could be technically some bias with this, the idea of acupuncture and the meridians and the energy is a fascinating one. And sinus issues are very related to other things that go on in the body, if you've noticed. Okay, like for example, if you, let's say, get pinched, okay, sometimes you cry and your sinuses weep, right? I mean, the reason I bring that up is things are related to each other. And the idea of acupuncture relates the energy to each other, okay? There are certain acupressure points. Like, for example, there's a point, I think, on the toe that helps put you into labor. There's a point on your thumb that helps with migraines or nausea. I don't know about all my acupuncture points. I was in practice with an acupuncturist, so I didn't really get to learn as much as I wanted to before he moved to Portland, because in Las Vegas, Nevada, insurance doesn't really pay for acupuncture. But to me, I think acupuncture is so underutilized, and the needles don't hurt. When these needles go in, you don't feel them, right? Now, I know it freaks people out thinking they have a needle in them, all right? And also, you're not really supposed to move, okay? But the needles don't really break off. They don't go deeper. And I find it fascinating. So I hope that more of these studies come into play. The reason why we don't, people ask all the time, they go, why aren't they studying colloidal silver? Why aren't they studying red rice yeast? Why aren't they studying acupuncture more? Because remember, these studies take money. So you need a company who's going to benefit from the study. All right. If not, you hope that researchers who are being funded by the university, et cetera, you know, for other reasons, would somebody has to benefit from a study being done, because these studies cost money. There has to be a reason to get the grant from a university, from a research company, from a pharmaceutical company, from a private company. So there has to be some sort of a benefit or it doesn't get done. And if nobody's going to benefit from sending red rice yeast or St. John's wort or colloidal silver because there's a variety of companies that sell them, you aren't going to have a company that are going to put their financial neck on the line if another company is going to reap in the benefits from their study. So it's one of those things. Like when niacin was studied by a pharmaceutical company, they found that niacin is very successful at helping lower your lipids and triglycerides, but it was studied in conjunction with a statin or in conjunction with another medication. That's why the study went through. All right, and it was made very clear you can't just go and take niacin. It's got to be taken with particularly their type of medicine. Okay, because honestly, these companies just don't have extra money or time or the desire to have other people making profits on something that they need to make profits on. Otherwise, they won't do the study. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So Vice President Joe Biden is at it again. I love watching him, though. He always makes me smile. Whenever I watch him, he makes me smile. Well, this time, apparently, he's 70 years old. He leads the National Task Force on Gun Control. And I guess he was doing a town hall event with Parents Magazine. And a woman named Kate had asked Vice President Biden, do you believe that banning certain weapons and high-capacity magazines will mean that law-abiding citizens will then become more of a target to criminals, as we will have no way to sufficiently protect ourselves? And so Biden had answered, get a double-barrel shotgun to scare off intruders. He said, if you want to protect yourself, get a double-barrel shotgun. Have the shells of a 12-gauge shotgun, and I promise you, as I told my wife, we live in a wooded and somewhat secluded area. I said, Jill, if there's ever a problem, just walk out on the balcony here, walk out, put that double-barreled shotgun and fire two blasts outside the house. I promise you, whoever is coming in, you don't need an AR-15. It's harder to aim. It's harder to use. Just buy a shotgun. Now, double-barrel, you shoot the two shots, then what do you have? But, I mean, you know, it's funny because the way Joe was talking was like any of us gun owners would talk, except we would have probably done the math a little bit better. You know, get a gun, get a shotgun. I mean, we have a shotgun, we have handguns. I mean, and so if he's supposed to be leading the task force on gun control, it seems to me every time I ever see him in the media, he's recommending getting a shotgun. So I don't know how that's going to work, all right, as the government wants to try to disarm us. But that's just Joe Biden being Joe Biden. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, news anchor Rob Morrison, who is being accused of choking his wife, who does he blame? His mother-in-law. He blames his mother-in-law for making the 911 call that got him arrested. He denies choking her and also allegations he threatened to kill his wife. He's 44 years old, claimed he called his mother-in-law in good faith in the hope she could calm down Mrs. Morrison. According to the New York Daily News, he said, I reached out to her mother in good faith looking for a level head in what was a chaotic situation, and that's what I got in return. Apparently, the mother-in-law called police from her Indiana home. He said that an argument with his wife had started after watching the movie Mystic Pizza, but that it was a disagreement any family would have. Apparently, Miss Morrison hit him in the nose, sources say. Morrison said his nose was broken but refused to comment on whether his wife had hit him, and allegedly said he would murder his wife once he was released from police custody. He denies this, describing the allegation was an absolute fabrication. So this was, I guess, before the incident where the wife was choked. He was arrested last week and on charges he choked his wife, and not the first time the police had to be called to break up the fight. Okay, but, you know, in-laws out there, it's not too big of a surprise that you would probably be blamed for that. Don't in-laws get blamed for everything? Yeah, it's a mother-in-law's fault. All right, guys, don't go away. Another hour coming up. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You know, hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails and eliminate toenail fungus with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Just apply one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time and it's guaranteed. Try this all-natural antifungal and herbal formula for women and men. Call 816-896-8307 or get free shipping at nailsofsteel.com. Nailsofsteel.com. It's like a salon in a bottle.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.